Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 15, 2024. The importance of the altar. How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even faint for thy courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. Selah. Psalms 84, verse 1 through verse 4. Today's morsel. I'm afraid that we're losing the understanding and the importance of the altar. In Old Testament times, the altar was for sacrifice, the giving of thanks, and for seeking after God. But today, what we call the altar has many things placed on them. We preach from the place that we call the altar. We allow children to play on what we call the altar instead of teaching them to pray at the altar. We have Christmas plays and events on what we call the altar. Coffee cups and children's sippy cups are spilled on the altar. Are we losing reverence for the altar? Not to be critical here, but we can't lose the importance for nor the reverence of it. The psalmists say, how admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even faint for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altar, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. How lovely, he said, are thy tabernacles. Then he says that the sparrow had found a house and swallowed a nest for herself where she may lay her young, even thine altars. We can look at this from two points of view. The altar was not maintained, and the birds now occupied the altar, or the tabernacle was open air, and the birds built their houses and nests somewhere close by the altar. But I prefer the analogy of the psalmists as it draws our attentions to the importance of the altar. The altar ought to be a place where we spend much time and raise our children at. Our children ought to be laid on the altar so that when they are old, they will dwell in his house. The altar must be a place where we come and seek God for directions and to offer him thanksgiving and praise for all that he has done for us. Where is your house and nest place? Do your children understand the importance of the altar? Do you reverence the altar? Lord, take me back to the old landmark. Sing this song with me today. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Thought for today. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11.